The comeback is a great American tradition, from Elvis Presley in 1968 to Michael Jordan in 1995. There are few things Americans like better. Commentator Frank DeFord says he knows why.
Most of all in sport do we like Cinderellas. Good grief, how would we sports troubadours express ourselves if the fairy tale hadn't been written about the glass slipper? But after Cinderellas, we like comebacks. We adore comebacks. In most sports now, comebacks are even officially certified. There is the Rookie of the Year and the Most Valuable Player and the Comeback Player of the Year. In what other endeavor are comebacks a part of the culture? Can you imagine them down at the hospital, for example, giving an award to the Comeback Surgeon of the Year? Last year, he cut off a couple of the wrong legs by mistake, but this year, not a single bad amputation. Comeback! Or the Comeback Teenager of the Year, the Comeback Congressman of the Year, the Comeback Dog Breed of the Year, the Comeback Dry Cleaners of the Year. But rarely do we hear much made of comebacks outside of sport. Well, there was Richard Nixon and John Travolta I can think of, but not many more. In sports, though, comebacks were almost constant. Jennifer Capriati winning the Australian Open. Now, there's your classic comeback. Andre Agassi also won the Australian, but he's actually a serial comebacker. So was Carl Lewis. Trent Dilfer was the starting quarterback for the Super Bowl champions after being released from a lesser team the year before. What a comeback! And now Dilfer has been released again, so he's eligible for back-to-back Comeback of the Year awards. That would be a record. Relief pitchers seem to come back a lot, so do golfers, since their careers are so long. Only, of course, there are no golf comebacks now because Tiger Woods doesn't allow for it. Peekaboo Street is the early favorite for comeback of 2002. Yeah, sometimes you can see comebacks before they come back. However, I don't think that when somebody like Mario Lemieux retires of his own accord and then returns that this is officially a comeback. Do you? I think that's more properly a revival. That's what Michael Jordan would be, a revival. Like when they put on a new production of La Traviata or Oklahoma. But Mike Tyson was sent off to jail, and now that he's out boxing again, I think that certainly constitutes an attempted comeback. Whatever you think of Iron Mike, I believe he certainly deserves what he's suing to get, another championship fight. To deny Tyson that chance at comeback is unfair and downright un-American. In fact, comeback is very American. Comeback is sort of the middle-aged rewrite of the American dream. You see, what's so appealing about comebacks is that we identify so with the comebackers. Life is really not like sport in the sense that we are neatly defined as winners and losers. Very few of us have such definitive days. We don't come home and say, well, I put up a W today, or I've lost two in a row now. Real life is much blurrier than sports. Comebacks relate more to us because when things are down for us, we keep hoping that we'll get up again. So while champions may be our heroes, we can't reasonably aspire to emulate their grand achievement. But athletes who come back are more like us, or more like what we reasonably hope that we can be. We understand them. After all, you can only come back by first messing up.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He'll come back next Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.